So I just want to jump right on into today's topic. Something interesting happened over the weekend involving Final Fantasy and Metacritic and trolls, all of this just craziness over this game. And I feel like we're starting to see a trend, and I kind of want to dive into trolling on Metacritic. Are some of these bad reviews, are they real or are they not? I've had a chance over the weekend. I've been playing Final Fantasy 16 since Thursday, since launch. I am about 75% complete with the game, so I feel like I can bring something to the table today. To talk about some of these user scores. So if you're new here, I want to extend a warm welcome. And if you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow my podcast on Spotify for daily updates on the latest and greatest in the gaming world. So let's go ahead and jump on over here to Metacritic. So again, like I said, Final Fantasy 16 dropped on the PlayStation 5 exclusively on June 22nd, 2023. So at this time, it was last Thursday when the game had dropped. There is a PC port coming, not anytime this year. It'll probably be around this time next year or, you know, later in 2024. So if you're holding out for the PC version, just know that Square Enix has announced that yes, they are working on one. So today, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about these trolls, right? Are these trolls real? Are they not? This is going to be based off my opinion of the game. I did do initial thoughts of it, and I did say that I think the 88 critic score that is currently standing on Metacritic is very valid for Final Fantasy 16. You know, I do think it's a fantastic Final Fantasy game. I don't think it's the best Final Fantasy game, nor do I think it's the worst. You know, I understand where Square Enix is coming from with this game. Obviously, there's been an influx in brand new gamers, so if you are one of those considered new gamers, welcome to the community. It's absolutely amazing, and I'm pretty sure you've already got that. But you know, I get the point of it, you know, trying to branch out to those new people who've never played Final Fantasy, maybe never wanted to because they heard how long it takes and so forth. And newsflash, it doesn't take that long. I mean, not as long as it could take compared to other RPGs out there, but they are fantastic stories. My personal favorite is Final Fantasy IX. I'm still waiting on that announcement of the remake, but I'm pretty sure it'll be sometime next year when we hear about it, since Final Fantasy VII Part 2 is coming out in December. So, well, let's just jump over here. So you have the user score, you know, right now sitting at an 8. I think that's a valid score. You know, so far in my journey with Final Fantasy 16, I would, you know, I'm kind of teetering between an 8 and a 9. I should have the game beaten probably by Wednesday, and I'll be doing another podcast around my final review on Final Fantasy 16. But so as it stands, you know, 3,768 review or ratings have been posted so far, and positive is 2,874. You do have 194 mixed, and the negative, we have 700 negatives. So I want to focus on the negatives. I think, you know, for the most part, obviously positive is going to be good. And maybe I can do another podcast or something later on about the positives, but I've already read through some of these, and, you know, for the most part, they are genuine. You could feel it's genuine. You know, it's nothing too crazy, like, oh man, it's so much better than, you know, Final Fantasy 15 or whatever, but I just want to really focus today on the negative. So, you know, when you go over to Metacritic, go to Final Fantasy 16's page, I'm on Most Helpful right now, and I see a lot of zeros right off the bat. I mean, you know, guys, girls, come on. That's ridiculous. A zero basically means the game's not playable. You turn it on, you hit new game, and just the game does not load. I don't get why, you know, we continue to get upset over, you know, whether maybe you played the game for 2 hours and you thought it was absolute trash and you're just like, oh, I'm not going out there, but and you just decide to give it a zero. I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, I get the user score is based off of your own experience with the game, but when I see a zero, I mean, really? You're telling me, even though the story may not suit with you, or the combat might not suit you, and you just don't like, why do you have to give a score a zero? You know, I mean, come on. And this is where I'm coming at with this trolling podcast, this episode here about trolls. Because, you know, I sometimes do think people do, you know, do put zeros on things that just, you know, just really they get angry about. And we really shouldn't be doing that. If you're angry about something, okay, give it a low score. But don't give it a zero. You know, give it a 3, a 2. You know, I mean, a zero is, it was just absolute garbage, like abysmal. Like, you want to throw up just thinking about the game, and that's just ridiculous. So, here's one right here. I'm going to go to the first zero I see. All right, I'm not going to call out the user's score, screen name. You can, you know, go on there and find it if you think so. But they go, once again, we are faced with a bad new Final Fantasy game. I wish I could say I was surprised, but unfortunately I'm not. The plot is abysmal, but to the point that you can already understand how the game will end after 2 hours, and I've finished the game, completing all hunt quests in 31 hours. Clive is a bad protagonist, monochromatic and grumpy with a fixation of revenge. The gameplay is a basic and very easy action to the point that I've never done a single game over, not even in the secondary hunts, which I found flat and repetitive. Adding that the whole game is linear with some areas that are larger but practically empty, and taking into account an absence of post-game since the game is literally only the main quest for 90%. I consider this Final Fantasy 16 another bad Final Fantasy game. No real challenges, no secrets, no minigames, and no real world to explore. And since I didn't like the banal revenge story, I'd say it's complete failure from my point of view. All right, so there's a lot of things in this user's review that does make sense, okay? I will agree with them, okay, on this one, and then a couple of things. One being that the whole game is linear, and this is something I had said in my podcast the other day, was that, you know, I found the first 5 hours, all you're doing is moving forward. It feels like a PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2 game, you know, like even I could even compare it to the recent remaster of Crisis Core, right? I mean, that was one thing jarring for a lot of new gamers, like, wait a minute, what the hell is this? Like, I can't even go into the forest. And granted, because this game came out on PSP, you know, definitely that's how games were back in the day. And now it's like, which is crazy to think that, holy crap, I was a teenager when Crisis Core came out for PSP. It's crazy. But anyways, and so it does feel like that. A lot of times it does. And it's very, very story oriented. I'm honestly, right at this point, I'm comparing it to Game of Thrones. It's the Final Fantasy Game of Thrones game. There were so many cut scenes that literally all I was thinking about was Game of Thrones and the characters. There's one, I'm not going to talk about it because it's a spoiler, but there was one scene towards the end with two characters that, my God, I think they literally ripped that entire scene from a Game of Thrones scene. It's crazy, man. It's refreshing that they're going back to the medieval era, right? But I think they went about it way too wrong, and now it makes sense why Square didn't really talk a lot about the story. Because really, the second half of the game, I don't ever remember them talking about it in the promotional material. They only really showcased part one, which is... it's great. I love part one right after the prologue, but part two is kind of like I said. Every cutscene, I just think Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. But anyways, now they go on to say that it's base. The gameplay is basic and very easy action. Absolutely. Absolutely. I will say that really you have Square, that is your attack. You have your triangle, that is your magic, your spell of some sort. And then you have R2, which brings up your abilities, your icon abilities. And so those icon abilities, they do, and I've, like I said, I'm almost done with the game, and I've unlocked most of the skill trees, whether it was like second level or even mastered the ability, or enhancement, and it still takes forever to load, to regain, the power up, and that's one thing that I dislike, because I thought by now they would have, by unlocking the skill tree, you would get these power-ups quicker. Well, that's another thing. In order to do that, you have to use an accessory. So, and you only have 3 slots for accessories, which, again, it's kind of like, what the hell? And even then, I think you could go bare ass and you could still beat the game, because it's not that difficult. It really is not difficult. And again, I get it, Square Enix, you can clearly tell this was more of widening their audience base, because a lot of old school Final Fantasy guys, they're either dropping out of the series because of things like this, or doesn't have the turn base. This was another big dilemma that we saw here, and we saw with this game was there was no turn base option like in Final Fantasy VII Remake there was. That pissed a lot of people off. So I get it, but are we really going to, as JRPG fans, are we really going to want to introduce somebody new who's never really played a Final Fantasy game to this game just because it's easy? No, because that's not how all the other Final Fantasy games are. And personally, if anything, I would recommend, if someone new to the franchise comes around and they want to play their first Final Fantasy game, I honestly would recommend just do 7 Remake. That's it. I mean, if you want to play a modern experience, 7 Remake. If you want to go back to the older games, I would, and I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this, but I would go Final Fantasy 9. I just love the story. I love the pacing, the characters, just everything about Final Fantasy IX was absolutely great. I mean, and plus, why would you want to play 7 Remake and then go back to the original seven. I mean, you can. I mean, I would. But, you know, if I was brand new to the franchise, I would probably want to keep jumping around and play the different games. But, you know, it is what it is. So I do agree with him. You know, I do agree completely that it's very easy. Clive, I would not say is a bad protagonist. I think he, I just think he's a very sad individual who, you know, has a lot of hatred, which, you know, really capitalizes on that, you know, time period, that story. You have a hero, you know, who's gone through some sick and twisted shit and, you know, needs, and is always PO'd, and that's kind of how he is. But in the second half, he kind of opens up a little bit more, and it's funny when he does, because it's so out of character and left field, but it works, you know, because he, you know, but that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to spoil the game. And then, of course, no real challenges that fits in, no secrets, no mini-games, and no real world to explore, and I will agree with that. There is no real world. They promoted this semi-open world, and, you know, there are a lot of areas that you choose that are semi-open world, but when you get to those, and right now I can only think of, like, three at the moment. Other than that, all the other areas is very linear. They are bland. You'll get a group of enemies that are kind of out in the open, and that's it. It's nothing too crazy. So yeah, I definitely would go on the, I would definitely go on record to say that this game is definitely not open world. It is very, very linear. So anyways, he gave it a zero. They gave it a zero. He, she, whatever. They gave it a zero. I don't think, though, that this game deserves a zero. If I had wrote this, okay, because again, I agree with most of these statements, I would give it a 2 or a 3. You know what I mean? Because the game is playable. It does have performance issues, but it is playable. So, I would say that this person is just trolling / PO'd. So let's go to the next one here. So let's go to a 4. All right. So I'm going to go to the top one. So this person gave it a 4. He goes, they go, she goes, whatever, goes, I was hyped for years and was disappointed. Cons. He puts the cons right on the top. They put those. Linear and quarter like Final Fantasy 13 tier level design. Way, way too many cutscenes. Over half of the game is uninteractive. Exploration, when it finally opens up 20 hours in, is unrewarding and empty. Loot is terrible. Weapons, accessories, items, build progression are all an afterthought. They're nothing more than stat sticks. Lacking RPG elements, and the ones present feel tacked on. Worthless crafting system, very little customization, no hidden things to discover, boring MMO like side quests with trash rewards. Man, this person is totally ripping it. Horrible facial animations outside of cutscenes, severe pacing issues in main quests, bland side characters except for Cid. Cid is awesome. If you have not played it, you do decide to play it, Cid is a great character. Combat is far too easy and requires no strategy, plus mid-boss checkpoints. Poor enemy variant takes too long to be able to freely customize your icon loadout. Countless squeeze throughs, partial effects make it hard to see what the enemy is even doing. Weak villain for a Final Fantasy game, neglect side characters, Jill especially. Story and pacing near the end is a mess. Some themes and plots, points forgotten about, performance issues, people getting crashes, overheating, ungodly motion blur, etc. Pros, my goodness. Clive is well MC, music is unbelievably good, the concept art is good, and solid voice acting. All right, all right, all right, all right. So very similar to the one we just read, right? Very similar. A few new things is the side quest. Okay, so the side quest, yeah. I mean, it is your, you know, just your traditional, just go talk to this person, go retrieve this, bring it back, tell me what they said. It's super, super monotonous after a while. Doesn't give you any real, like, push to do them, and especially how easy the game is too. You really don't ever have to grind, and that's one thing I will say about Final Fantasy 16 is that the grinding, you never, I've not felt once that I needed to grind for XP, and that's very weird with a Final Fantasy game. Every Final Fantasy game I've ever played, there's always a point, and it's always usually like three chapters before the final chapter where you have to grind for hours and hours and hours. And that really, in my opinion, is what sets JRPGs apart from just RPGs, right? And it's like that, because you could play an RPG, Assassin's Creed or something like that, and you never have to grind for stuff. But man, with a JRPG like Xenoblade Chronicles 2 or 3 or even the first one, like, I was really just going to say Xenoblade 2, but I threw those in, so I don't know why. Just kind of backwards, kind of freaking weird, but whatever. So when you think about the, you know, like Xenoblades, like there was a part, especially in Xenoblade 2, where, oh my god, I had a grind for XP for like 3 days straight doing the same thing, and that was like, I was doing it for like 6 hours. Just to grind to get to a certain level past what the boss was so I can beat the boss. You don't have to do that in this game at all. And then so now they do go on to say that they neglect the side characters, Jill especially, and I agree with that. There is though one chapter where, or what would be considered a chapter, I guess, in old Final Fantasy games, where you do focus on Jill, but the way they do her scene was just very forced. So I do agree with this person here. They definitely do neglect. But is it good enough or for? Is this person a troll or are they legit? I'm going to say this person is legit all day. I think this person really truly played the game, understood the game, and gave it a factual, real score. And I think this is true. Based off this person saying, and by my own experience, if I had wrote this, I would give it exactly this, a 4. So I'm going to do one more for the time being, because we're like almost at 25 minutes. It's crazy. So if you are new here, please consider following my channel. If you've hung on for this long, man, I definitely want to send you a cookie or a card of some sort. So thank you so much for staying on. So let's go up to... this person gives it a, let's give it this person here, a 2. This person gives it a 2. They say, combat is very basic. Simply press square to win. The characters are boring and it tries and fails to draw inspiration from Game of Thrones. Literally, I did not read this beforehand, so that's crazy that other people are thinking the same thing. The game is only an RPG in name. If you want to watch a movie while simulating playing a game, then this is for you. It also includes quick time events. Okay, so, and this person gave it a 2, and this is very much similar to what we've heard before from the other person. Combat is very basic. Simply press square to win, blah, blah, blah. The characters are boring. It's like Game of Thrones. We were talking about this. But they gave it a 2. What about all the other parts of the game, right? What about all the other parts? This does not justify a 2. if I had wrote this, this would be more of a 7 or an 8, right? Because of the fact that they're only focusing on these little, this small amount of this 35-hour experience. Or depending on your play style, anywhere from, I would say, 28 to 35. So will we consider this person a troll or a legitimate reviewer? I'm going to go and say this person is a troll. This person is trolling the living hell out of Final Fantasy 16, because their response was definitely does not deserve a 2. You see, so what I'm getting at, and the whole point of this episode, right, is really to bring light that when you are out there reviewing games, you need to kind of think about the number that you're giving it, because of the fact that it does hurt the game as a whole. And even though you hate the game, you just want it. Listen, Dark Souls, I don't like any of the Souls games. I think they're absolutely freaking gorgeous. I do like watching people play them, but I don't have the patience to keep dying and dying and dying and dying. Would I go on here and give a game like Dark Souls a 0? No. No. Because I don't like it does not mean that equates to a 0, in my opinion. I would honestly, after all that I've seen, I would give the game like a 7 or an 8. And I don't like playing them. And that's because I'm an honest reviewer here. You guys, this is ridiculous. I mean, Final Fantasy is such an amazing franchise. And yes, they've had a lot of stinkers in the past. I can name 5 of them right off the bat that are just absolutely bad. They're like, wow, this is different. But that's the word, right? That's the key word, is it's different. And so when we're thinking about the growth of these old games, you got to always come to the table with it's new. You know, it's different. It's going to be, because these companies, they have to focus on their bottom dollar, not on, you know, making the same repetitive game. Like, you know, we can sit here and say that's what we want and whatnot. And you see Tears of the Kingdom did that, right? They just took the same map from Breath of the Wild, added a few things, blah, blah, blah. Spider-Man 2 is doing the same exact thing. But it's going to get boring after a while. If they made a third game, people are going to start hating it because it's the same thing over and over and over. So what I'm going to leave here with that is, you know, just be real when you're on Metacritic. Be real and think about the scores you're giving them, because I can promise you I agree with a lot of these people's statement, but I would never give it a 0. I wouldn't, because 0 is just not playable. And you're honestly hurting the game's success in the end. And it's not fair to the hundreds of developers out there, you know, working 9 to 5 to build this. You know, it's not fair to the people who stressed over the marketing of the game or anything else. There's so much that goes into this. Giving it a 0 is not helpful at all in anybody's world. But anyways, like I said, I will be working on a full review once I do complete the main campaign. I do think that's going to be here in the next probably 2 days or so. I'm going to continue working on Final Fantasy 16, and I do wish you all a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, no matter where you are in this world. I do wish you all well. See you later, alligator.